Since we registered as our podcast press, I guess I should actually, like, record something. Oh, or do I talk in the other end, like this?
Yeah, that way.
That way. There we go. So we're at the end of the first day of Comiket. Which number Comiket is it?
79.
79. With Ed and from the Mongcast, Clarissa from Anime World Order, and James, who writes for Giant Robo Magazine, and Noah. But this is Clarissa's first Comiket, so what were your impressions?
It's definitely big and crowded. It's a lot of fun, but my feet are really tired, and it's very difficult to get everything, like, that you want, just because things are spread out, and there's just so much of it, you know? But it's definitely worth it.
It was worth the trip. James, you want to say something about... This is your first Comiket as well. Just hold this in there.
It's interesting. One shocking thing was the number of female doujinshi artists actually shocked me. Seemed like in some parts of the convention hall, it seemed to be more female than male. Especially when you get once you get away from the military otaku stuff, a lot of DL stuff, a lot of the Hitalia stuff, a lot of female artists, which is like seemed dominant in taste.
Drawing stuff from guys or drawing stuff from girls?
Female strong, a lot of stuff. Not just female for female, but I saw guys buying female artists' work as well. And they seem to, I don't know, to me, they seem to be the majority of the people sitting on the other side of the table.
Oh, yeah, I bought a really hardcore Lupin the Third gay doujin that was drawn by a dude, yeah.
Nice. I thought about going to that section, but I decided there was too much stuff. I wasn't sure I could make it.
There were only like a few tables of that, so it was like a small section to go to. And do you have comments about this layout?
The layout itself?
Or your photons pages?
That was pretty awesome. I don't know. I mean, just for day one, I guess.
What's different? Yeah, could you go here all the time?
Yeah. I mean, the layout itself is really different. It was funny to see how many of the smaller genres and, like, smaller interests were now pushed into the larger halls, because some niches, micro niches, have blown up over the last couple of years. So, Toho is an example, but I mean that's tomorrow. But like in the past, a lot of the games that today had a lot of gaming doujin, whether it was actual, RPG stuff or doujin based off of, video games or computer games, Lena games, Eroge. And normally that would have been all on the second day or tucked away in the really maniac section of the third day. But Toho's kind of taken over, so that stuff's kind of been pushed up, and Toho's essentially, like, taken over tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, that was really different. I mean, not seeing the Full Metal Alchemist section be that big anymore was kind of a surprise, because that's usually been, like, one of the larger shonen fan comic section. Square Enix as a whole is kind of just kind of contracted there, despite the fact that I think they've been trying to get more attention there. That was really weird. I didn't necessarily see too much really, really out there stuff anymore, but what I did notice that was kind of pleasant in a way is that even more seinen is being adapted. Like, there was a good, like, a sizable, like, giant killing section, which made me really happy. Several Saint Onisan. The Kaiji Gawaguchi stuff seemed to be growing a little bit more. The Fukumoto stuff seemed to be growing a little bit more. You know, so while it seems as if, you know, Shonen Jump's Shonen section tomorrow is pretty much as big as it's always been, the Shonen Sunday and the Shonen Gangan and Shonen Magazine stuff was kind of contracted, and the Seinen stuff was not picking up, which makes sense because that's actually doing relatively well right now, and all those other magazines are contracting, like, within the actual industry, so... I'm really curious to see what things will be like tomorrow, since it'll be like BL Day as well as Toho Day, so you've got like older women and then teenage boys. You know, will they like prey on
cougar party?
Exactly.
Who will be more disapproving of the other?
Well, I think the Toho fans will like try to run away from the Fujoshi that will be running after them. You know, try to put them in their little Shota...
Shorts.
Shota, like, fantasies. Toss them into cages in their apartments or something. So, yeah. Tomorrow should be fun, I guess.
Yeah. It's a bit... They laid out the halls a little different than before. So the cosplay was, like, in a different place. Do you want to say something in this part of the recording?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I just want to mention for posterity that Aaron dropped the map twice, and the first time
with my notes on it, not just any map. Then it took me hours to make a map with notes on it.
Right. So
first I dropped the map East Hall and then West Hall.
Oh, down there. Okay. No. Just wanted to mention in addition to that, I found some Ponyo Cthulhu crossover work. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, signing off.
The second time a guy behind me picked up the map. It's really harassing. All right, so this is post day 2 of Comiket.
Yeah.
Which was the jump day, so I bought a bunch of Toriko, which was crazy. Yeah, I'll show you. For a long time I couldn't really identify with, like, the Fujoshi sort of mindset, like watching a show and being like, who do I pair? But when faced with buying so much doujinshi, I really had to think, like, I have a finite amount of funds, which pairing do I really want to buy books of? So I was forced to come down to a decision, mostly on Durara, on Toriko. Clearly, I'm interested in Toriko / Coco and not his sidekick, because his sidekick looks like a little kid, and that's disgusting.
Yes, Aaron, welcome to the dark side.
No. For Durara, I decided on the vending machine guy, Shizuo.
Yeah, Shizuo.
/ the evil dude.
Izaya.
Which was 90%+ of the material out there.
Yeah.
I got a few of those, but I also went with Tom Shizuo for variety.
Which one's Tom?
Tom is the guy with the dreads and the glasses that Shizuo works with.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did find a...
They walk around, like, collecting debts from people and such.
I found Simon Shizuo.
Oh.
What was your... Tell about the darts.
Oh, the darts? Well, so Aaron finally wussed out and went to check out the... catalog for... No, this was after you checked out the bar, the catalog for tomorrow. And so I wandered around among the sports circles. And it turns out, in Japan, there is apparently professional women's soft darts. And what a soft dart is, I guess, is a plastic-tipped dart that's thrown at a dartboard that also has lots of little plastic tips poking out of it so that it sort of catches. But there's enough of a women's soft darts community that there is, in fact, a magazine that these guys could then take players from to write a doujin about. So I learned something about that. Then there was another one with this. It was in the sports section, I guess, because horse racing was represented. But there was a booth with no horse racing, but plenty of anthropomorphized horses with, like, giant horse heads and horse faces doing Japanese cultural things, like watching fireworks and eating dango and, you know, drinking sake, watching rose petals fall. So that was a little weird, but those were just postcards, and I didn't buy any. They were too expensive. So I don't know. The only noteworthy thing I think I saw was the poster for a table. Was the two guys were doing Gintama cosplay on this poster, but they had photoshopped themselves frolicking in a field of sunflowers. Which was kind of amazing. But, of course, you cannot buy the table's poster. So, too bad.
We're looking at some super hilarious ones here.
I forgot to go by the Fist of the North Star circles.
Oh, I saw some JoJo's circles.
I went by the JoJo section.
Oh, okay.
I missed the Fist of the North Star people.
You figured you would.
I found this really good cover on one that has, wait, what are these guys' names again?
This is DBZ, and one of them is Piccolo, and I can't really tell who the other one is. Maybe, I still can't really, it might be Goten?
No.
It might be Gohan grown up? I don't know.
Is it their other friend?
It might.
The really good martial artist who...
I don't think so. Here, maybe Clarissa with her Fujoshi eyes can tell.
See, the problem is so many DBZ characters look alike. But I want to say that this is older Gohan.
I think it's their other human friend, the guy who keeps getting injured at the beginning of the fight.
He had scars on his face.
What's his name?
Oh, Yamcha?
Yeah, Yamcha.
Oh, yeah, he's got the scar.
Well, the hilarious part about the cover is that it's the Namekian dude is in a...
Piccolo.
Piccolo is in a wedding dress, which is hilarious.
It is pretty cool.
And then the guy's in white suit. We also picked up a very humorous sort of chibi watchman.
I think it's Gohan.
Rorschach is on the cover as a child. There's a lot of four coma. Oh, and a really good bookmark. So cute.
Yeah.
The hilariously cute Rorschach. There was a lot of Rorschach BL going on as well. Ooh. Yes.
That was straight up Yowie.
That was, yeah.
No BL about that.
I feel like maybe I'm not max level yet, because that's a little too much for me, I think. The Watchmen is a little...
Oh. Mm. Well, I flipped through it, and I certainly thought it was too much, but I would.
Oh, also the Heidi's really good find that she got was really hilarious. Doujinshi featuring different fast food mascots, so like the Colonel Sanders and Ronald McDonald, and they were going to different Osaka landmarks and taking tourist pictures, basically. Oh, but they were joined by... this is Noah's only pairing.
Well, it's not my only pairing, but it's one of the few. No, I only typically very boring pairings, because they tend to be canon. And, I mean, they're always hetero. Oh, okay. Well, if Clarissa gives me the thumbs up on this pairing, then I'm a lot better off than I thought.
But, what was I saying? Oh, so it's different fast food mascots going to Osaka landmarks, including, for some reason, Italian Spider-Man from the internet, joined at one point for lunch by regular Spider-Man. And, that one was really good.
Edo Bear shows up, and then Italian Spider-Man gives a beatdown on Pedo Bear.
The final page is a Last Supper kind of thing. It's a good time. Here we go. We're here on day 3 of Comiket, where at the Cafe Royal, where a girl came up to me, two Japanese girls came up to me, and one asked in English, are you real? We think she was looking for someone named Rhea, actually, but it was very disconcerting to suddenly be asked, am I real? It's a big question. Day 3 is the super freak day with extra hardcore ridiculous hentai for dudes, and then weird stuff travel otaku things like DVDs of train taken of train lines and CD audios of train lines and all doujin soft and Vocaloid country of stuff, I guess. So we've been taking it easier today than other days, although we got here really early because Ed wanted to leave early, so we got here before it opened, and we're in the East Hall when they opened it, and a bunch of otaku, like, trampled in. Unfortunately, we were, like, in the middle of some, like, extra crazy porn section, so I was getting laughed at for being a gaijin and a girl, and I felt really awkward, so I tried to get out of there. That and nearly being run over. Not the most pleasant experience. Not like the camaraderie I feel in the Fujoshi sections. And I have Noah. What's going on today, Noah?
I just want to say that Aaron really understates the horror of being crushed by sexually frustrated otaku. There's just this sexual, aggressive sexual desperation. And it's kind of, you know, targeted at me because I'm standing in between them and the doujin that they've been waiting to purchase. And all of the big site staff were shouting, "No running, no running, no running." And people, you know, they were as quickly as they could without attracting the attention of the staff. They were moving their way, yeah, speed walking, barreling. I bet that's Rhea. I bet that's Rhea.
Yeah, I bet so. I wonder if they are.
Hold on.
Are you going to go? I don't know what happened to the girls who were asking for her, though. And the thing that you can't really see in Genshin and other kind of things that draw comic at is the really, like, the noon crush of the crowd where, like, knots of people gather up between tables and it's, like, really more people than ever, I don't know, than you've ever seen in your whole life crushed all together at once.
探す気ですか？夢の中へ夢の中へ。